When former Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton took office in 2013, he was offered a base salary of $450,000 a year before bonuses. Alexander Cartwright, who will be taking over the same position, signed a contract Wednesday to make about 8% more, $485,000 a year. In the same time period, the Consumer Price Index, which measures cost of living, has only gone up about 3%. Cartwright will also be eligible for transportation funds up to $15,000 a year and a retention bonus of $125,000. This bonus will only vest if he sticks around for 5 years. Compensation packages like Cartwright's are part of a growing trend across higher education. In November, a new chancellor at the University of Tennessee was hired for $585,000 a year, and the president of the University of Texas in Austin was hired in 2015 for $750,000. UM System President Moon Choi says he believes the school reached a good agreement.
This is a very competitive salary, and we're very pleased that Alex was focused more on about his ability to contribute to the university rather than the compensation issue.
Unlike former Chancellor Lofton, if Chancellor-designate Cartwright ever chooses or is asked to step down from the chancellorship but remain on the faculty, he will take a substantial pay cut of nearly 50%. Nathan Lawrence, KBIA News, Columbia.